Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2418. Don't make the perfect the enemy of the good, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to our Sunday bonus episode. Today, I'm sharing an episode from our health and fitness podcast, Optimal Health Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this. And please do follow or subscribe to the show to get new episodes every day. And with that, here's Dr. Neil with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
Don't make the perfect the enemy of the good, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. The fitness industry is a magical land. It's filled with beautiful bodies, sciency words, otherworldly feats of strength, and fitness-obsessed compulsive disorder, or FOCD people. Now, I point this out lovingly, since I too once suffered from fitness-obsessed compulsive disorder. When you get really into training, it's easy to lose sight of the forest for the trees. In the beginning, an ignorant and blissful newbie can go to the gym and do the machines and see some results. But then, results plateau, and said newbie hits the interwebs. The interwebs prove to be a terrifying bounty of conflicting, strongly held opinions. And many of these opinions are based on tall tales, old research long ago debunked, and of course, yo, my cousin eats 2 quarter pounders every 60 minutes and he's jacked, yo, anecdotes. Our newbie, who is now an intermediate D in knowledge if not actual physical development, chokes on paralysis by analysis. Do I do Arthur Jones-style high-intensity training? Or conventional body part splits? What about high-frequency training? Myo reps? FST7? What if I want to lose fat and build muscle? Should I be taking nitric oxide? What if I lose a half gram of glutamine in my shaker when I'm taking my post-workout shake? Come here, newbie. You need a hug. I'm going to hold you gently, but firmly. Shh, shh. My advice is to continue to focus on the big rocks that will lead you to your best results. Eat soundly and train hard with a reasonable program. If you're not sure how to do these things, ask someone who knows what they're doing for help. Reminder, I give everyone an hour of free time. If you ever want to come chat, contact me and we'll make sure you're at least heading in the right direction with your training and nutritional strategies. The other takeaway, do not make the perfect the enemy of the good. My expertise is fat loss. I do personal training for many goals, but bar none, fat loss is what I'm most often hired for. Turns out, increasing their vertical jump is not a high priority for the Manhattan entertainment and financial industry professionals that make up the bulk of my clientele. Because I have spent a lot of time in the trenches and have read and watched and listened to so much info on the topic, I've come to some strong opinions about what is going to serve most people best most of the time. However, I am totally aware life doesn't happen in a vacuum. Each person is going to have different psychological and, frankly, physiological preferences, strengths, and weaknesses. Yes, I prefer resistance training at least twice a week to maintain muscle mass when training for fat loss. You hate resistance training? Great. Do it once a week. Is that optimal? Not in my opinion. Is it better than not doing it at all or trying to do it the way I recommend and then giving up because you hate it? Yep. Don't make the perfect the enemy of the good. Yes, if you're serious about getting as lean as you can and you don't want to count calories, it's going to be hard to make room in your caloric budget for booze. If you don't know how much is coming in, it gets really difficult for us to tweak your diet if you're not getting the desired results after a few weeks. But you know counting calories will drive you nuts, and having a drink with coworkers a couple of times a week is one of your favorite things in the world. Great, have fun. Will it blunt your results a little? Maybe. Will we have to re-examine that approach after a couple of weeks? Possibly. Is it better than saying, screw it, I'm just going to keep eating the way I want and adding in more elliptical time? Totally. Don't make perfect the enemy of the good. Flip cup does not count as cardio. I don't like moderate speed running for most people. Honestly, I kind of hate it. For most people, it's more correctly described as speed limping. Now, I can't take credit for that. It's not my term. Painfully apropos though, right? Now, speed limping will generally do more structural harm than physique and cardiovascular good. But you absolutely love running for its meditative quality. Great. Enjoy. Will I be on you to make sure you're smart and listen to your body? Like, if your joints hurt when you run, then stop doing it? Will I also remind you that you keep the volume sensible and that you're employing non-sexy restorative modalities to minimize the wear and tear? Yes. But it's not going to kill you if you're being responsible. I still prefer circuit resistance training for cardiovascular training, but I shan't make the perfect the enemy of the good. I'm more than happy to totally geek out and discuss the relative merits of different approaches to optimizing any fitness goal. But at the end of the day, the most important variable is compliance. Hat tip to Alan Aragon for that brilliant nugget. If you're not going to do it, then forget it. As always, one has to use good taste when applying this principle, lest it turn into a justification for refusing to stop doing something that is obviously sabotaging your results. But dude, I have to be able to get wasted at least 3 times a week. There's no way I can live a life of 5 sober nights a week. Nonetheless, obsessing over meaningless details and or trying to employ a strategy that you despise is not a recipe for long-term success. The takeaway: stick to the big rocks. Focus on the things that will bring you the best return on your time investment. But remember to not make the perfect the enemy of the good. Make sensible allowances for deleting things you hate and adding things you love. And if you're not sure what the big rocks are and where you have room to riff, consult a qualified fitness professional. You just listened to the post titled, Don't Make the Perfect the Enemy of the Good by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. It goes without saying that a lot of people don't know where to start when it comes to investing. Many think you need a lot of money to invest. Some put off investing because it doesn't seem urgent. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And I love Acorns because I feel that this type of automation is exactly the boost needed for the many people who like the idea of investing but haven't felt ready to begin for whatever reason. So head to acorns.com/OFD or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/OFD. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Well, I think Mark Fisher and I are in complete agreement here. Remember earlier this week, I talked about which workouts actually work? You remember what I said? I said the one you'll actually stick to. That's the one that's going to work. Doesn't that kind of sound like what Mark was saying? Look, if there are activities you absolutely hate doing, like running, let's say, then it may not be a great idea to try and develop a running program when you're just starting out. That's because you'll dread running so much, you'll probably never take that first step out the door. Actually, you'll probably never put on the shoes in the first place, let alone walk out the front door. So it may be better to find an activity you do enjoy first. Say you hate walking or you hate jogging, but you've got that road bicycle sitting in your garage that you've been meaning to use. Maybe start there. Do you hate resistance training or weightlifting? Then don't start there. Find something else that you enjoy instead. What if the answer is nothing? I enjoy no activities. Well, that's probably because you haven't found something you like yet. Maybe you haven't tried roller skating or paddleboarding or skiing or dancing or handball or frolf. There are so many options. So, just as Mark Fisher said in his post today, don't worry about being perfect. Just start. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.